Hello, everyone. This is Jacqueline Jax with the Daily Jax on AVA Live Radio. I have 6 minutes of greatness as far as Facebook goes. You want to run a Facebook post test with me today? I think you should, because it's going to help you. It's really going to help you figure out what people want to see from you. So if you have a new page or you have an old page, it's good to do this every once in a while. I think it's really fun actually as well. So take a week, start this week, and let's run a post test. Now, if you missed the previous episodes of the Daily Jax this week, go back and listen, because there's also an episode on why some post types perform better than others, as well as how to optimize your page post reach. There's actually like six other series in this series right now that you can listen to. So go back and listen to those today after you're done here with number seven. All right. So the best posts to try on Facebook are typically live streams right now. Posted videos directly on Facebook. This isn't a YouTube video. I mean, post it right on Facebook. Images without links. That means no text on the image at all. Selfies. Those are closer up, really in focus, in your face, you know, right there, selfies. Statements, which is like a topic of conversation or just a statement, an inspirational statement, anything. No link, nothing else, just the words. You can highlight it in those nice little colorful boxes. That works too. Quotes, they do really, really well. They can be in images, but as long as it's only 20% of the image, keep it down until you really get your page popping. Because if the text on an image is more than 20%, it's really going to shoot against you and probably nobody will see it. I think a good thing to do with quotes is actually just write it out and use the box that they allow you to color right on Facebook. The reason why they do that is they want to know what the text actually says. They don't want you putting any like crazy link off the side or, you know, misleading stuff in the image. So they're allowing you to create what looks like a quote post just right natively on Facebook. So give it a try. Funny memes are also really good, but I would not post one myself. I would go on another page, find one that's performing well that you like, and share it to your page. It's much better if it's got text in it, if it comes from someone else's page and you're sharing it, it's going to get more post reach, especially in the beginning. Questions also do really, really well on Facebook. Make them simple. Don't make them yes or no necessarily, and don't make them leading, because Facebook had this little thing going on for a little while that if somebody answered the same thing over and over and over again, then it would like reduce the post reach. So you kind of want to ask your questions in a way that people can make a comment as an answer, but not have to think too hard. Polls are also really good. So if you do want to do just a yes or no, then do the poll, because it actually, you can set it up on Facebook. It has a tool for it, and those actually perform really well. I just recently did a poll actually about what I should wear in my next photo shoot, and you guys voted, and it was totally surprising because you voted something I didn't think you'd like. But, and again, it got me thinking about what you actually want to see from me on Facebook, and that was really helpful. So polls really work. I like those. Trending items. So in the trending section on Facebook, you can actually see what's trending. Now, it's not necessarily going to be a trend for your page, right? You have to test that out. But if you know your followers or you're just getting to know them, try different things that speak to you that don't run against your brand, though. Run equal to your brand. In other words, don't try to tick people off in order to get them to comment, unless that's what your brand is all about. You want to just kind of fly right and make sure you don't, you know, walk the line as far as politics and religion and stuff like that, unless a song is actually about politics or religion. Popular videos shared on Facebook. Stick with the ones that are already trending. If you're going to share something, share it from another page, and that's great because you're probably going to get more post reach on it, especially if it's already trending. That means it's already a qualified post. Everybody's sharing it. Facebook's going to trust it, and it's actually going to do good for your page and not bad. Now, once you do these things, you test them out over like one post a day. And then you go back and you look at your insights and you see how it performed for you. There should be at least some little ups and downs in your reach, depending on how you did it. You also want to weigh that against your previous post linking off the site. Now, I know everybody has these. They all have posts linking to another site off of Facebook. So you don't need to test that out because you've already got numbers for that. And I bet you have a ton of them because before you listen to me, I guarantee you are posting mostly with links off your site. So use those to compare against the new ones. And now you have some really interesting new stats. That's how to run a Facebook post test in 2019. This does require some trial and error, guys. You know, make some smart choices. Try and think about your topics. Line them up to launch at certain times of the day. That also matters. Check your insights to make sure. And tomorrow, I'm going to talk about the best times to post. So if you're having trouble, be sure to turn up again tomorrow so that you can learn how to figure out when to post so that the most people will see your post should it be shown in the newsfeed. And if you're following my directions, it should be in the newsfeed, especially if you're part of our engagement group here at AVA Live Radio. I'll talk to you guys again tomorrow. Thanks for joining me and thanks for sharing this with a friend. Be back.